All right. Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect. Tomorrow on the show, New Mexico for Mercy. And on Friday, of course, the Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates. Full hour with Brian this week, so make sure you're tuned in for that on Friday. Listen, I mentioned this at the beginning of today's show, but I want to mention it again because, you know, we've seen on TV the headlines, what happened in Lahaina, on Maui and Hawaii. It's just tragic. This level of event it happens, every 100 years or something, but over 100 people have been reported dead. And my understanding is hundreds, they still don't know that they're missing. So, hundreds have lost everything. Most of us can't even put ourselves, imagine being in the situation these victims are in. Well, Samaritan's Purse, who've done such a great job, whether it's the hurricanes or other things happening all around the world, they've flown their DC-8 aircraft from North Carolina last week to Maui, Hawaii, with 17 tons of relief supplies on board, and that includes solar lights, hygiene kits, and tools and equipment to sift through the ashes there to recover. Imagine losing everything, but maybe finding that valuable treasured memento and trying to get those back to these devastated homeowners. Now, the response team that flew out last week, they've been there again since Thursday, and they're assessing and working closely with the local authorities there. They're hoping and trying to determine when it's safe to move into the affected areas to do some of this work. If you would like to find out more and get updates, go to SamaritansPurse.org. From the website there, you can give towards their efforts as well, whether for this event or other areas around the world that they're doing relief work in. SamaritansPurse.org. Love to have these various ministries and organizations on ABQ Connect that are really having an impact around the globe and in our community. One of those organizations we've welcomed into studio before, and we welcome back into studio, retired Air Force Colonel Jim Quick joins us with Folds of Honor New Mexico. Welcome back into studio.
Well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate the invitation.
Glad to have you guys here. For those unfamiliar, in a nutshell, Folds of Honor and the work that they're doing.
Folds of Honor is a 501c3 foundation that provides scholarships for the families devastated by a loss or injury to their spouse in the line of duty, military as well as first responders, and we provide scholarship funds for those family members so that they can get the education they dreamed of. And everybody talks a lot these days about the cost of education. Well, we'll right. step right forward and help eliminate that problem.
Well, and I was on the Folds of Honor website this week as we were preparing to visit, and I don't know if I realized this, 44,000 families have benefited from these scholarships from Folds of Honor.
Since day one.
Yeah.
And right here in New Mexico, as a matter of fact, we just got the results at the end of July, which is the season where part of the year where we announced the recipients and all of that. In New Mexico, we went from 31 active scholarships to 41.
Nice.
Oh, I'm
wow.
sorry, 43. Wow. And the bill for that's going to run us around $198,000 this year. So that's why fundraising for us is such a critical mass right now.
Now, do you happen to know how many chapters with Folds of Honor there are nationwide?
32.
Okay. So we're blessed to have one here in New Mexico.
We are, yeah.
We really are. And you mentioned, what was that, the figure again? How much?
$198,000 is what we try and raise this year to cover what the scholarship costs are in New Mexico.
Okay. And the other thing I found online, I love this number, $200 million have gone towards scholarships for these families. You have to think back, prior to Folds of Honor. I know there's other organizations, but what do these families do?
Well, that's kind of the thing that got my attention. When I first heard about Folds of Honor, I had two thoughts in my mind. One is, why didn't I think of that? Because I knew there was a need.
Yeah.
I'm a retired Air Force guy. Your dad served in the Air Force.
Yep.
You know all about the benefits that accrue to a member from the VA, from the government, while serving in the military, are pretty good for that active duty member. But there's nothing left for the kids. Spousal support is there in some respects, but nothing for the kids. So there you are with having lost someone and in a overseas assignment or the tragedy of a loss. And now you're faced with those plans that you and your wife sat down at the table on day one when, for example, when I was a second lieutenant, trying to figure out how to eat on the wage I was given. I qualified for food stamps.
Yeah.
Then I got married, started a family. So, you know, those discussions at night about how we're going to educate the kids, the cost of education in those days was not what it is now. And we just couldn't do it. So right now, today, when you're a new widow and you're pondering those issues, that's huge. And, you know, how are you going to send them to school, especially if they're special needs or any of those little side educational issues that people are faced with today? And the Pulse steps right up and helps out there.
You know, and as I sit here, what I want to say, I hesitate to say because I fall into that. I'm not looking for a thank you from anyone. But the truth is, Colonel, that the families, the spouses and the children, they are a vital part of support for the military members. And, you know, they truly have served.
That's right. We all serve. When I'll remember in early on in my career when I was going all over the world on deployments, and Vietnam figured into that for a couple of tours, and being stationed over in England and having to go all over Europe and in assignments and leaving the kids. The tremendous amount of support from wife to wife and family to family that happened when I was gone, and we lived on base in a military housing situation where everybody gathered together when the guys were gone and supported each other. It was a remarkable thing, and to this day we're still friends with those that are still with us and their kids, you know, and we talk about those times, and it's really a kind of a fun time when we get together and talk about it. But it took a whole team, and those things happened a lot.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, let me testify to that. I mean, Dad's gone now. He's in heaven. But Mom, to this day, talks about those family connections and people they lived next to on base or Dad worked with at the hospital. And she still connects with those families. It's an extended family. And a support system. You know, when the breadwinner's gone, these families are in desperate need of support for things like this that equip the spouse or the kids to earn a living.
With the support, I kind of look at it as the theory of foxholes. You've heard about foxholes, of course. A two-man foxhole is a unique thing. It gets you out of the line of fire. You know, if you dig it deep enough, nothing's out sticking outside to get shot at. And then you discover two things in a foxhole, I've found out. And a foxhole is just a euphemism for other things in life. But in a foxhole, you discover the power of prayer, and you've just met your new best friend.
Right. So that's true.
It is a theory of foxholes.
It is so true. Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with retired Air Force Colonel James Quick, and he's with Folds of Honor New Mexico. We've mentioned a lot about the organization already. We're going to take a quick break. And we've mentioned it the last couple times Colonel Quick's been in studio, but they've expanded their outreach, and they have an event coming up that you may want to be a part of in one way or another. We'll get you all the details when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with the United States Air Force Colonel retired, James Quick, and you know, you're hardly retired.
You just never stop.
Yeah, you know, I've had conversations with friends like that, you know, about retirement, and you know, I'm a young guy, and God willing, I'll continue to work a long time. But you know, I always think back Billy Graham. What an example Billy set.
Remarkable guy.
Yeah, he there's work to be done until you're not here anymore.
Well, that's it. That's kind of how we look at it. Every time I turn around and I see something else that needs to be done. And when the Folds of Honor, when I found out about the Folds, I flew back to Owosso near Tulsa And because it sounded to me like a mission that we should get associated with, and I knew nothing about it. So when I heard it was started by a fighter pilot, I knew it'd be good because fighter pilots can do anything. And so I got there and I found a dedicated staff of people who made sure that every nickel that got donated got where it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
They loved their work and they were committed to it, and it was being done right.
You know, in a minute, we're going to talk about the event that's coming up just days away. You've told it a couple times, but I love the story of the beginning of Folds of Honor, and it's impactful.
I tell the story, and I'll probably do it again today, I'm affected by it because I've been there and done that, and not in this way generally, but when you serve in a war zone, you lose people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too bad. That's what war's all about. Yeah. And when Dan Rooney started the Folds of Honor, he did it through a commitment to an event. He saw the remains of an Army corporal being unloaded from the hold of an airplane that he was on, and the brother of that fallen soldier was on the airplane as his escort home. And they had gotten home, and the family was out on the ramp, and everybody's seen movies of that or film clips of the coffin being handled appropriately with military honors, and there was the family standing beside it. And Dan saw that. The captain of the airplane had requested all the passengers remain seated while that took place, and only about half the airplane did.
Right.
So he saw that half of them had gotten off, and he said right at that time that it was he needed to get involved and do something more because there was something missing from all of that.
Well,
and the commitment of the people on the airplane and all of that.
Yeah. Well, he sure has.
He sure has.
And now here in New Mexico, you know, we've gone from Rio Grande Patriots to a full-blown charter of Folds of Honor with Colonel Quick and his team, including your wife, Pat, who's been involved with you right from the get-go. And, man, we're at the 8th annual Patriot Dinner.
That's right. Yeah. When about 9 years ago, when we heard that the Folds of Honor wasn't going to meet all of its obligations by about 800 families, we said, okay, we got to do more. We're going to raise our game. So that's when we decided to have the Patriot Dinner. And it's been an annual event here in Albuquerque each year since then. And it's become it's a lot of work. And thank goodness that the Rotary del Norte Club designated us as their chapter. They happen to be my club also. And so we've got a lot of boots on the ground from our Rotary friends, and they're inviting Rotarians and Kiwanians, and we're going to do it as Leta this year on the 8th of September, and it's going to be a great evening. We'll have two color guards. You know, our mission has expanded to first responders. We're going to have the Albuquerque Fire Department color guard there, as well as the Marine Corps color guard. We're going to do the presentation of the colors by both color guards at the same time. We have an opera singer coming in from out of town to sing the national anthem just for us. And then we have an invocation, and then the rest of the program, which will involve a speaker from Folds of Honor who was burned over 86% of his body when the destroyer he was working on caught on fire, and he was caught in the middle of it trying to save people. And a remarkable guy with five daughters all going to school under Folds of Honor scholarships.
Awesome.
So, yeah, he'll be here to talk about that.
Now, again, that's Friday, September 8th at 6 p.m. The silent auction gets underway. I'm guessing it's followed by the live auction. Is that right?
Well, we'll do the live auction intermingled in the program that night.
Okay, and then after the silent and live auction, the dinner. You know, you mentioned the first responders somewhat, you know, within, the last year or so.
First 9/11 last year, Dan Rooney made the formal announcement that two big events had happened. The chapters had gotten very effective at raising funds. The corporate entities had upped the ante, and we were raising more money than we had before, which enabled us to announce that we are funding advanced degrees. We actually have a kid from Albuquerque going to medical school on Folds of Honor, and he'll be able to become a doctor and not have that huge financial overhead, which would be a blessing. And then in addition to that, the fire, the police, and emergency medical personnel will now be covered under Folds of Honor.
The first responders, you know, how many of them are out there? Well, listen to this. I found this again on the Folds of Honor website. Great information on the website, by the way. Go to newmexico.foldsofhonor.org to find out more. But 2 million first responders are currently active in the United States. That's That's like the population of New Mexico.
Right, right. And I think we have in New Mexico, it's 1,000 law enforcement and 900 fire.
And first responders, by the way, in case you're curious, on the website, it says it includes police, firefighters, and EMTs and paramedics
right.
Included right. in that as well. 200 and get this, you think these guys are just sitting at the house, you know, cooking up something in the kitchen? Well, sometimes, but they're busy. 240 million calls each year where these people, these first responders, get out and they put their life on the line for you and
You've
me.
You've done your homework.
I did. Well, amazing. You know what? Folds of Honor did yeah. the, it's great information. Well, that's
on
what
that
I'm saying.
Theme, let me tell you about one of the things we're going to do this year. When we got the news that the first responders were going to be covered, we requested and were pleased to accept the services of on our board of directors of a fireman. He's actually a captain who works at Firehouse Number 9 on Manal, and we had the bright idea for our gala this year to auction off a dinner for 10 at Firehouse Number 9.
Oh, there you go.
The firemen are going to cook dinner for 10 people who win the auction.
And they can cook.
They can cook. And they're developing a menu right now that's going to, I don't know what it is, but they're coming up with it, and they'll provide everything for that dinner. And the fire chief of the Albuquerque Fire Department is supporting it. And I think it's going to be a gas. Nobody's ever done this that I know of before.
No, and you know, how appropriate. What an honor right. that will be
yeah.
For a Folds of Honor donor.
That's right.
To get this, win this auction. And I have to tell you, too, and I forget if it was at a Folds. I've been to several events with silent auctions. You know, a little bit selfish, I'll tell you. I've made out kind of on some of those silent auctions.
Yeah, you can.
And regardless, you know, the value is there. The products are quality products. Clearly, the money's going towards a great cause.
Every cent,
Yeah.
And those firemen volunteered to do that, by the way.
Yeah.
And the city's agreed for the period of that dinner to take the firehouse offline. So don't have a fire in that neighborhood.
Yeah. And their brothers around the city will pick up the slack.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The part of that 240 million calls every year. Well, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with retired Air Force Colonel Jim Quick. And he's with the Folds of Honor New Mexico. And if you didn't catch it, Folds of Honor, they award scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. This event is happening Friday, September 8th at 6 p.m. Still opportunity for tables.
Oh, absolutely.
And sponsorships. And silent auction items.
We've got the chief, the colonel, the detective, and the fireman. Options on the sponsor opportunities. Each of those come with varying prizes if you want to pledge that amount of money. But it's all available on Folds of Honor, newmexico.foldsofhonor.org/events. And that takes you right to the page where you can donate or get in there and do some sponsoring.
All right.
Buy a seat at the table.
And we'll continue to mention this between now and the event. So stay tuned for that. And we got a minute or so. So I have to ask you, how was the golf outing?
The golf was great. We did it at Isleta this year. We had a lot of great sponsors, and we rewarded first place and last place.
Nice.
Last place wasn't much to brag about, but it was fun. We had a great participation. We had 34 teams. 38. I almost filled it up. Our goal was 44.
Yeah.
We were close.
It's real good.
Yep. And it was a lot of fun. It actually rained. People came in off the tournament, and it was a scramble, so everybody finished at the same time. And most of the people that came in were a little damp from a rain cloud that went by, and it was...
Which we needed.
It was wonderful.
That wasn't the goalie wash we had, was it?
No.
Okay. That was pretty brutal.
Yeah, that was. No, this was a little more mundane, but Isleta treated us right.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, at our dinner, the governor of the Isleta Pueblo is going to be there.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to do a chant for the event.
Okay.
And that's that'll be a privilege, I think.
That is on Friday, September 8th at Isleta. And if you want details, go to newmexico.foldsofhonor.org org. Colonel Quick, as always, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for yours. This time's very valuable to us.
And looking forward to having you back in. Pat will let you get out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anytime.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow. New Mexico for Mercy is on the broadcast. Daily, 1 o'clock, though. Join us on ABQ Connect.